say something to all of them.
Well,
I just want
to
say.
No, no, just direct it to me, please, not to.
I'll direct it to you.
Okay.
All right. Are you happy?
I'm not answering any questions of yours, Mr.
I forgive you. And I still love you. I got nothing in my heart. I'm not mad at you. I'm not upset with you. I forgive you. I want you to know I still love you and forgive you.
Back to another week of Bras a Murder, where we give you true crime cases of color and play music from artists you probably never know. I am your host and creator, Andre Matthews. Nice to meet you. I want to start off by apologizing for missing last week and how I'm going to miss next week and the week after, because I am going on vacation. I've been packing for the last 2 weeks. This is kind of a last minute on a whim trip. I'm going to Thailand for several days. I'm meeting a friend out there, and this is my first solo travel trip. I'm very excited. If you follow me on Instagram, I'll be vlogging it, maybe. I don't know. I got my new Canon V10. It's like a little vlogging camera. And yeah, I'm probably gonna vlog my experience. Just to have something cute, a little memory. But yeah, so if you don't hear from me next week and the week after that, it's because I am going to Thailand and also graduating from college with 2 degrees before I slip right back into my bachelor's program. But yeah, I'm going to be graduating with my film degree and an advanced science degree. And I'm very excited because I've been working my ass off for it. That's why we took that 5-month hiatus. Would turn us in an algorithm. So any engagement in the podcast helps and gets us back up there. I appreciate all of you so much. I'm getting this degree because I love TV and film and podcasting especially. I'm going to be telling you about this really wild case that has wrapped up finally. And yeah, I'm going to get into that and maybe a couple other ones because I want to try this new thing aside from the podcast, where it's like true crime of the week, and I maybe do some little short TikTok blurbs weekly about different smaller cases that have an actual conclusion. So yeah, with that all said and explained, let's get into this. So this week's case is an absolute mess, and it's a lot to unpack. I am bringing you the case of a former stripper turned cult leader known as Nature Boy. 42-year-old Eligio Bishop believed he was a god, but his followers saw him as a monster. And now he's spending the rest of his life in prison, which is a huge change for him because he was living as a cult leader in the jungles of Costa Rica for some time. This is the downfall of the cult known as Carbon Nation, which sounds like an indie pop band. Now, Bishop was the alleged cult leader of Carbon Nation and has been sentenced to life without parole, plus an additional 10 years. The verdict comes after a jury had found him guilty of rape and a slew of other charges. So, to dial it back, the case unfolded back in April 2020 following allegations and testimonies from former members. These former members included just average people, but mainly his girlfriend, who accused Bishop of posting revenge porn. Why? Because she had the audacity to leave him. Her testimony depicted a life trapped in a sex cult, where this man who thought he was God of course, had people have sex with him, do his bidding, just adhere to every whim he wanted. And if they didn't, they would be subjected to physical abuse, mainly strangulation. Now, in a recent episode, we talked about DV and touched on how strangulation, DV usually starts with strangulation and escalates from there. So I'm not surprised that this man who was in an intimate relationship with one of his followers in his sex cult started out by strangling his partner and then escalating from there. And that physical abuse didn't stop with him. The girlfriend and the other members talked about how if they weren't abused by him directly, they would get physically abused and assaulted by the cult leaders and other members on his behalf. So now, during the whole trial and sentencing, witnesses provided horrific statements detailing the abuse that they endured under his control. The judge's remarks highlighted Bishop's lack of remorse, which influenced the decision to impose a life sentence without parole. This judgment serves as some sort of retribution for the victims and a stark warning against dangerous and charismatic leaders who exploit their power and charm to manipulate and abuse people. I've seen videos of him. I don't think he's charming. I think he just talked really good and really fast. When the verdict was handed down, he asked to address the court, and in his final message to his supporters, he said something stupid, just stupid and dumb. He said, "I forgive you. I want you to know that I still love you and forgive you and kiss my baby girl and let her know I love her and I love you all." Shut up. Shut up, bitch. He's like a cartoon villain, but with scabies. Like, he's just gross. And when I was researching him, I fell into this weird rabbit hole and dug into his lore, so to speak. And weirdly enough, he started gaining followers on Facebook back in 2016, back when he was stripping and prostituting and cutting hair in Atlanta. He also claimed to work on the Monique show at that time, which I hope not. But anyway, a Facebook post posted back in June 2016 had him talking about how he was ascending and beginning his new journey. This is when he moved to Honduras and urged his commenters to let him be their guide out of the hell realm. He then made his way to Costa Rica with his small following and stayed there before coming back to America. And when he was really all over the place. And when you include this weird fact with the fact that he ran a sex cult, it looks like maybe sex trafficking. Because how did they get their money? Because none of their members had visas to work in Costa Rica. Who was making the money? No one explained how they made money to survive. And other people have theorized too that maybe there was some sex trafficking involved. Is it a weird question to say that he might have sex trafficked his victims? I don't think so. Anyway, Nature Boy is done, and he's spending his life in prison away from his carbon nation. And it doesn't look like any of the followers have stepped up publicly to take over his position. So hopefully they just disband and go their separate ways and end this gross cycle of abuse. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna go into the two other scripts that are already written up. So yeah, you're gonna get two extras since no one else is here because I'm packing right now. But a Louisiana father, Joseph Washington Sr., has pled guilty to the first degree murders of his children, age 3 to 8, who died in a house fire that he set following a domestic abuse with their mother. The children's mother called 911, reporting Washington's threats just moments before the house actually went up in flames. Washington, who is 30 years old, pled guilty to 3 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of obstruction of justice. The children's relatives saw Washington for the first time since the fire, and they did what anyone would want to do, and that's beat his fucking ass. That's right. Someone threw a cap in the air, and the relative of those babies jumped in to whoop his ass in the middle of court. And no one involved in the brawl appeared seriously injured, including Joseph. An unarmed female relative of the children had been arrested in connection to the attack, but I say, let her go. Washington's girlfriend is now awaiting trial for charges related to aiding him and fleeing from the law in the hours after he set the fire ablaze. I hope both of you get set ablaze in hell. On to the next and the final case. An Arizona woman, Melody Johnson, has agreed to a plea deal after allegedly poisoning her husband, Robbie Johnson, with trace amounts of bleach. They said that in a report. So Johnson was initially charged with attempted first-degree murder, but pled not guilty in August of 2023. The new charge is a lesser felony, and she faces a sentencing of 4 months to 2 years in prison for each count. Johnson was first accused of poisoning her husband's coffee back in March 2023 when he noticed a foul taste in his beverage, which is bleach. You can't really mask bleach. Robbie was an Air Force member who used pool testing strips and set up a video camera to catch Melody in the act. The couple were living together with their child, but were in the process of getting a divorce. Melody was arrested on July 18th, and her bond was set to $250,000 due to her recent purchase of a house in the Philippines. They thought that she could go flee. Poisonings have always honestly fascinated me because, like, you don't just want them to die. You want them to waste away like a Victorian child with scurvy. Like, poisoning is like, you're waiting. You're waiting for a while to watch them die. It's a special kind of hate that only a ex could drum up. So Melody is going to be sitting in jail for up to 2 years. And I would love to know what the reasoning was. What'd he do? Sis, what'd he do? But that's all I have for you this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy me because you're going to be seeing a lot more of me. If you subscribe, you're already seeing and hearing a lot more of me. I hope you all enjoy life. Yeah. Because I'm gonna be living my best life in Thailand. By the time you see me back, I will be a college graduate. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I appreciate everyone for listening and engaging and checking us out. Leave us a review, leave us a like, share us if you want to. Peace out. Kisses from the homies. Enjoy the music. Also, Ali, if you're listening, I love you. It's okay if you laugh or listen to the podcast. Don't feel bad.
You were gone for the summer, and I didn't want to wait that long. Did you love me? I can't remember. I've been dreaming for way too long. Oh, so it goes again, on and on and on. The whispers, they just always take flight. Oh, so it goes again, on and on and on. Whatever I say doesn't come out right.
To the pain. Wobble on the road.
them up. But you took me and threw me under. I guess I wasn't enough. Oh, so it goes again, on and on and on. The whispers, they just always take flight. Oh, so it goes again. You're gone.
You're bad, but you're gone.